You are listening to the Gateway Church located in Ferrisburg, Michigan. You can learn more about us by visiting thegateway.church or like and follow us on Facebook, where you can watch full services, keep up with all that is going on, and get connected.
So I would love to welcome back our amazing global workers, Bill and Karen, to come back and share the word with us.
So as she's talking about the homeless bag, I didn't tell the first service this, but we're in South Africa, and we're driving, we're going to doctor's visits, and there's a homeless man with a sign, and it says, "Please help me. My wife was attacked by ninjas. I need money for karate lessons." I go, "Man, that's so creative. I've never seen that before. I got to give to him." But
I got it.
So that was cool, but it was gone. I like to share, we're talking about prayer, and prayer really does help us and keep us out there, but we need people in America to be praying in our neighborhoods and our communities, and that's how I came to know Christ. I wasn't churched. My mom died when I was young, and I started drinking when I was 11 and into the drug world. And a neighbor caught me stealing wine from a store. He started talking to me and he started telling me all about Jesus. I worked for him for years. And he told me that he'd pray for me. He prayed for over 12 years for me before I came to know him. And I'd wake up Sunday mornings and I'd see them getting ready, hopping in their cars. I'd be sitting in the picture window, and I'd be thinking to myself, man, I wish my family was like that. So we are the light in the darkness.
Amen.
We are the lights in our community. You don't know who's looking at you as you're going about with your family and about your business. We spread that light in the darkness.
People don't know the love of Christ. We've entitled this section, Pray More in 2024. I can see it in my spirit. I can see darkness. If we turned off all the lights in here, it would take us a moment. Our eyes would start to adjust a little bit, but it would be dark. There'd be little cracks in the doorway where light would be coming in, and we would be wanting to go near that. This world is filled with darkness. But I see in my spirit, prayer can push back the darkness. If you are willing to be an intercessor, if you are willing to pray, God is moving the darkness, because light and darkness don't stay together. The darkness is never going to overcome the light. The light is going to come and overcome the darkness. And we are called to pray. When I was a little girl, I only knew memorized prayers. That's it. And I thought, I had heard this, I thought, this is how I reach God. But I didn't know that he loved me. I just wanted to please him. And I heard that if I went to a certain location, I think there was a cross there, and there were 100 steps, and if I knelt on each step and prayed along the way, when I got to the top, God would be happy with me. That is not the truth. People are walking around and have no idea how to be accepted by God, and they don't even know the love of God. And when someone told me the truth, I was set free. He loves this whole world, and we get to partner with him, the man who split the Red Sea, the God, rather, who split the Red Sea. Blinded eyes have been opened by Jesus. Lame people have walked. This is the same God that is in us and allows us to partner with him to pray and pray more in 2024 and believe for situations in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our job places. God is a God who performs miracle. And as Bill always says, the greatest miracle of them all is a changed life. I'm a miracle, you're a miracle. We're so grateful to him.
So I'd like to read John 17. Karen alluded to it earlier. Starting at verse 20. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. That's us. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. I've given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. That is so awesome that him, Jesus, is Emmanuel. He is with us. He's with us. We pray to him. We put on our armor of God. We put on that armor every day to go out and battle. You guys have battled for us, and we appreciate it.
Sometimes people wonder, well, where am I supposed to do this praying? I sometimes drive to the lake. I walk around. Nobody knows I'm even praying a lot of the time, but that's what I do. And now I've also added something else. I do a lot of phone things, like those annoying places you have to call, like the insurance company and the Verizon people because they didn't send you your $200 rebate and all these kinds of things. And I'm on the phone and I'm trying to challenge myself. I'm 67 and I have so much room to grow. I try to challenge myself while I'm on the phone. They put you on hold and you're forced to listen to that music. And I said, Karen, keep the right attitude. Try and just let God use this to show you patience. You know, and I'm like working on it. I know you're probably really good at this, but I'm not. I want to just be like, turn the music off already. Okay, and I mean, I've been on for 6 minutes, 8 minutes, and the Lord has challenged me recently, and this is what drops in my spirit, and I'm shocked. You know, the person will come back on, and just before we're getting ready to hang up, and I cannot wait to hang up the phone, and I hear this inside of me. Ask them if you can pray for them. Wait, I'm in America here. I don't think people do that on the phone. Like, she doesn't know me. And so I don't do it because she might think I'm crazy. On the other hand, if I ask her, she might think, if I say no, she might think I'm crazy. So then God always gives me a second chance. You have a split second. But every once in a while, because you're going to hang up, every once in a while, you get a double split second, which I've gotten recently, and nobody ever tells me no. And I've been able to pray for people. It doesn't last real long, and am I totally comfortable in it? No, but that's why we're here, is to spread the love of Jesus. And what if that person has, I had somebody one time, not a phone one, say no one has ever stopped to pray for me. I've been a guard at this mall. How long was he there? I don't remember. But he said, no one has ever, ever asked if they could pray for me. What? We just pray for each other all the time. We need each other, and we should reach out to each other, but let's extend it even to people on the phone.
So this, let's switch it to the world. This is Africa. This represents Africa. This is the unreached people in Africa. This is from Joshua's project. I took this from, and
want me to come down here?
And yeah,
people groups.
It's people groups in Africa that 0% have heard the gospel, and
can you help?
The likelihood of them to even hear the gospel is zero. This to me is crazy. This represents 986 people group in Africa alone. This isn't the world. This is just Africa. 986 people.
People groups.
People groups. Satan does not want the gospel to be spread. These people have been in bondage for generation after generation to generation. And we need to be praying. We need to be praying for the lost around the world. And It's a work to be done. We're called to it. He's called us all. He's called us all to pray. And we all have our own giftings.
I'm going to tell you two brief stories of what do you do when you don't have it to pray. Who's going to be willing to admit that there's times you just don't feel like it? You just don't have it? Okay, I've had those times before. One time I was living in another country, and I knew without a doubt I was supposed to go check on my friend who'd been in the hospital. And she spoke a different language than me, and I'm like, you know, I don't know, I'm not, my Swahili's not that good, and I just didn't want to go. And so I thought, well, I'm just, oh, wait, I know why I don't want to go. It's because I don't have anything to give her, and you should never minister out of a lack. Do you hear this voice in my head? It's not God. So I said, God, God, I know you're telling me to go, but I don't feel I have anything. And this is what I heard birthed in my spirit. I'm going to do it. Now, all we have to do is be willing. So I go to my friend, and I ask if I can pray for her in Jesus' name, and she agrees with it. She's like, yes. And she is not a Christian. So I mustered up my Swahili, and I realized I never studied the word heal. How am I going to ask God to heal her? So I said, oh, I could ask him to help her, and I knew health. And so I, like, fudged this prayer in Swahili, and I opened my eyes, and my friend was weeping uncontrollably, and it's not typical in this particular culture where I live to show emotions like that out in the open. Then she took a couple of steps toward me, wrapped her arms around me, and put her head right here and continued to sob. I still to this day don't know what God did. But God did something that I couldn't do. But I guarantee you, if I'd have stayed on my couch, it wouldn't have happened. The second story is a time when a friend of mine was missing. And it was day 10. And I didn't know if my friend was okay or not okay. And I had no strength or energy, I thought, to pray. And so this was my prayer, and I believe God hears this. Please, 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 please help him. Please, please, please. I felt like the life had been sucked out of me and that I was drained. And because I even cried out the please, 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 I heard this inside of me. Get your phone and ask Siri to find you some scriptures on. And I think I looked up deliverance or free, being set free or not being afraid. I'm not sure. And lo and behold, Siri pops up with a dozen verses. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know Siri could do that. And then I had the second idea. Pray those verses. And the third idea was pray them out loud and insert your name, your friend's name, your husband's name, whoever's fearing, whoever's not courageous right now. And then the fourth idea was get your memo button and record yourself. So that's what I did. And I, fear not, Karen, for God is with you. Fear not, Bill, for God is with you. Fear not, and I would say my friend's name, for God is with you. I began to say scripture after scripture, but at first my voice could barely get them out, and I was crying. What's Psalm 91? He that dwelleth, I didn't mean to snap my fingers at you. He that dwelleth, Karen, you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. So do you, Bill. And I began to say these verses, fear not, I am with you. Take courage, take heart, over and over. And it only lasted for about 6 minutes, because remember, I recording it and I saw it. I started feeling a little bit of life. So I decided to go outside and listen to them and keep praying. And I did, and I started getting a little lift. What is this called in your step? Yeah. I started getting a little lilt in my step here, and I started, wow, I think I can pray in tongues now. And I heard it a third time, and I began to pray. And then an idea was dropped in my head of how my friend could be free from the situation that he was in. And I said, well, I'm going to pray that that happens. And it is a miracle. If I could tell you, I would tell you. It was a miraculous way that that person at 2 o'clock that morning, the next, you know, we went to bed, and then it was 2 o'clock in the morning, woke up and was able to be set free from his situation. What if I didn't even have the courage to say, please, 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 please. We need to open ourselves to God. Prayer is communication. We don't have to be these rock stars at it. But then when you do it, testify to someone else because it builds their faith. Oh, I'm sorry, is it your turn?
No. So there's two little things. Some of our friends there, they really believe, and they've given up. And they say, Jesus is worth it.
Yes.
He's worth it all. And this last, to continue Karen's story there, we were in the vehicle with him, and we asked him what God's speaking to him, and he said he's lost his job, he's lost his, how is he going to find a wife? He's going through all the things that we normally say too, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to, you know? And Karen goes, so what's God telling you? He goes, well, it's Matthew 6, you know, with the lilies of the field and the splendor and you can't worry. And Karen asked him, so what did you get from this? He says, Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything. And I heard that, and me coming from the Western world, I mean, I have fantasy football, I have all this stuff that I can elevate. And I said, really? Is Jesus really everything in my life where I can battle darkness and he is everything? I had to say no. I had to start praying and get delivered of all the things where I can actually say he is everything in our lives. And it starts with prayer.
Amen. So I'm going to leave you. We're closing now, right? Do you have something more to say? Okay. I would like to say this scripture. It's the Message version. I don't know how many of you have ever read the Message or if you like it, but it's in Thessalonians 3, verse 1. And I see the darkness whenever I see this verse being pushed. It says, friends, one more thing. Pray. Pray for us and pray that the Master's word races across the country to a groundswell of response as it did in New Thessalonians. And we believe if we are all willing to pray and then pray more in 2024, we can see phenomenal things happen by the Lord and we can be lifted up because we need to be built up. And you know, the Word is Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh. And we have the privilege of having him reside in us in our earthen vessel, in this clay vessel. And we have the honor and privilege of serving him and sharing it with other people and helping to see other people set free because people are suffering here in our country. And even in your own life, I know we don't have time to tell your whole story that you were going to say. Pardon me? We have 2 minutes left. Okay.
So pray more in 2024. This is a Balboa tree. It can live to be 3,000 years old. So can you imagine all the generations of people that have walked under this tree that have never heard the message of Jesus Christ? They have died without hearing. There's many places to link it up to us in Spring Lake. How many people have not heard that darkness is just in that area? May it be on the beach, may it be in Starbucks, may it be, but I pray that there will be under this tree that creates shade for them, that there will be Bible studies under this tree, Amen. That there will be prayer meetings under this tree. There will be prayer meetings in Starbucks.
Amen.
There will be prayer meetings at the beaches. that prayer will be the answer. And generations and generations, that darkness will be broken. We have to break this bondage yes. that the enemy wants and that he feels that we have. And let's pray for the light to shine in this darkness.
Will you with me remain confident of this? I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. For your family, for your neighbors, wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart and wait for the Lord. He's going to do it. When we come back next time, we'll share all the things that he's done in your life and in our lives. So when you're waiting for the miracle or it doesn't get answered, the prayer doesn't get answered the way you want, we're going to still remain confident because God brings good out of everything. Thanks for having us, Pastor.
Thank you. A little different than last time.
And come back up. Worship team, go ahead and come back up. Thank you so much, Bill and Karen. Can we give it a hand for them again for sharing? And can you guys repeat after me? We're going to say pray more in 2024. Let's repeat it. Pray more in 2024. I just believe it. You can go ahead and stand with me. We're going to jump to a song of worship kind of to close up. But I was reminded as they were speaking, when it comes to missions, yes, we want to pray, and prayer is definitely the first step. But being missional also takes boldness. I think oftentimes what happens is things stop us from being bold. And sometimes that is being bold in our prayer life, praying for healing or praying for somebody in a moment. But sometimes it's other things. Like a list I have here is a fear of failure. Sometimes we are afraid of failure to be bold in our faith. Maybe that's because we won't take a risk. We won't take a risk and pray over somebody because we're like, well, what if it doesn't happen? And that's not on you. Or we don't take a risk in our workplace because we're afraid to get fired. They were the example of that. They felt called into being a global worker, and they took the risk, and it's paid off. People have come to know Jesus because of them. So the fear of failure. Or what about discouragement? We get discouraged for multiple reasons when it comes to being bold in our faith, but especially if we feel like we missed the right moment. And I can tell you countless times of how I've missed moments of being bold in my faith, whether that was like at the gym I work out at, or whether that was with my family being bold in our faith. Like, it's discouraging, but man, continue. God's going to be right there walking alongside with you. It's not him. He's not going to miss the moment. So let's continue to remain faithful and be bold in our faith and be missional, because being missional takes boldness. Another thing I have down here is, what about a life situation? You could be rushed in a moment, and you may have felt like you missed a moment, but maybe you're thinking like, man, being missional, like, I'm going to wait until life is perfect to be missional. And if I can say, you're going to be waiting for a long time if you're going to wait for life to be perfect, because life is never going to be perfect. But being missional is also being obedient. And the last one I wrote down here is, sometimes we feel like what stops us from being bold in our faith is you're not real, you're not ready, or you feel like you don't know the answers, or if someone was to ask you a question about God, you don't know the answer. And can I say it's okay to say I don't know, and we can study that together, and maybe it creates a discipleship moment where you can sit down with somebody that you've been praying for a long time. You're able to say like, hey, let's wrestle with this question together. And then that's you being bold in your faith. See, boldness is a step of faith. Boldness is a risk. But being bold is worth it. So can I encourage everybody in this room to be bold? Not everybody has the opportunity, like we're getting ready to say, is to speak Jesus in the streets. There's some people who get murdered in their faith for saying Jesus in the streets. And we have an opportunity every day to say, you know what? I'm going to be bold in my faith. I'm going to share Jesus with the ones around me. So I'm going to pray over us. I'm going to jump into this song again, I Speak Jesus. And let this just be an encouragement to you. Be bold to pray more in 2024, and be bold everywhere you walk. Let's pray. Jesus, we just thank you for today. God, we just thank you for our speakers. God, I pray you'd bless them in their work, Lord, that you'd anoint the, Bill and Karen, and God, that you just continue to do the work that you're doing. But God, I also pray for us locally, God, that you'd help allow us to continue to do work. Lord, to make Jesus known in our workplace, to make Jesus known in our school, to make Jesus known, whether that maybe is handing out a gift to someone who's homeless. God, would you just help us continue to make Jesus known, to reach one more here on the lakeshore for your glory and your purpose. Lord, we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing this song.
Father, we thank you that your name holds power over the darkness, and the darkness trembles in your name, Jesus. The fear has no hold in the light of your name, God. Where your name is spoken, that strongholds are broken, that marriages are put back together, that children are made strong in your name, God. That they will conquer their school days. They will conquer their friendships. They will conquer their world, God. And I pray that wherever we go in today's world, God, that where we speak your name, God, that your power breaks through, Jesus. Father, I pray that you go with us out into our weeks, God. And no matter what stronghold we face, no matter what mountain we'd have to go over, no matter what valley we're stuck in, God, that your name will be spoken and there will be power in every situation, God. May we take you with us wherever we go into our weeks, Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Be blessed and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from the Gateway Church. If you'd like to find out more about our church, such as service times, giving, and ways to get connected, visit us at thegateway.church.